Well, hi there. Great to see you. Welcome back to the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 431, and I'm your host, Steve Webb. The LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, and track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate those tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Today our text is Matthew 20 and 21, and we'll read from the New Life Version. Let's begin. Matthew chapter 20. For the holy nation of heaven is like the owner of a grape field. He went out early in the morning to hire workmen to work in his grape field. He promised to give them a day's pay, and then sent them to his grape field. Later in the morning he went to the center of town where people gather. He saw men standing there doing nothing. He said to them, "You go to my grape field and work also. Whatever is right, I will pay you." And they went. Again, he went out about noon and at 3 o'clock and did the same thing. About 5 o'clock, he went out and still found others doing nothing. He asked them, "Why do you stand here all day and do nothing?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said, "Go to my grape field and work. Whatever is right, I will pay you." When evening came, the owner of the grape field said to the boss of the workmen, "Call the workmen, give them their pay. Start with the last ones hired, and go to the first ones hired." The workmen who had been hired at 5 o'clock came up. Each one of them got a day's pay for his work. When the workmen who had been hired the first thing in the morning came, they thought they would get more, but each one got a day's pay. After they received it, they talked against the owner. They said, "The last workmen hired have only worked 1 hour. You have given to them the same as to us. We have worked hard through the heat of the day." But he said to one of them, "Friend, I'm doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me when I promised to pay you a day's pay? Take your pay and go. I want to give the last ones hired the same as I have given you. Do I not have the right to do what I want to do with my own money? Does your eye make you want more because I am good? So those who are last will be first, and the first will be last." As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he talked also to the 12 followers by the side of the road. He said, "Listen, we are going up to Jerusalem. The Son of Man will be handed over to the religious leaders and to the teachers of the law. They will say that he must be put to death. They will hand him over to the people who do not know God. They will make fun of him and will beat him. They will nail him to a cross. 3 days later, he will be raised to life." The mother of Zebedee's children, James and John, came to Jesus with her sons. She got down on her knees before Jesus to ask something of him. He said to her, "What do you want?" She said, "Say that my 2 sons may sit, one at your right side and one at your left side, when you are king." Jesus said to her, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to take the suffering that I am about to take? Are you able to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They said, "Yes, we are able." He said to them, "You will suffer as I will suffer, but the places at my right side and my left side are not mine to give. Whoever my Father says will have those places." The other 10 followers heard this. They were angry with the 2 brothers. Jesus called them to him and said, "You know how the kings of the nations show their power to the people. Important leaders use their power over the people. It must not be that way with you. But whoever wants to be great among you, let him care for you. Whoever wants to be the first among you, let him be your servant. For the Son of Man came not to be cared for. He came to care for others. He came to give his life so that many could be bought by his blood and made free from the punishment of sin." As they went away from the city of Jericho, many people followed him. 2 blind men were sitting by the side of the road. They called out when they heard that Jesus was going by. They said, "Lord, take pity on us, Son of David." Many people spoke sharp words to them. They told the blind men not to call out, but they called all the more, "Lord, take pity on us, Son of David." Jesus stopped and called them. He asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind men said to Jesus, "Lord, we want our eyes opened." Jesus had loving pity on them and put his hands on their eyes. At once they could see, and they followed Jesus. Matthew 21. They were near Jerusalem and had come to the town of Bethphage at the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two followers on ahead. He said to them, "Go to the town over there. You will find a donkey tied and her young with her. Let them loose and bring them to me. If anyone says something to you, say, 'The Lord needs them.' He will send them at once." It happened as the early preacher said it would happen, saying, "Say to the people in Jerusalem, 'See, your king is coming to you. He is gentle. He is riding on a young donkey.'" The followers went and did as Jesus told them. They brought the donkey and her young one. They put their clothes on the donkey, and Jesus sat on them. Many people put their coats down on the road. Other people cut branches from the trees and put them along the way. The people who went in front of those who had followed Jesus called out, "Greatest one, the Son of David! Great and honored is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Greatest one in the highest heaven!" When Jesus came into Jerusalem, all the people of the city were troubled. They said, "Who is this?" Many people said, "This is Jesus, the one who speaks for God from the town of Nazareth in the country of Galilee." Then Jesus went into the house of God and made all those leave who were buying and selling there. He turned over the tables of the men who changed money. He turned over the seats of those who sold doves. He said to them, "It is written, 'My house is to be called a house of prayer.' You have made it a place of robbers." The blind and those who could not walk came to Jesus in the house of God, and he healed them. The religious leaders of the Jews and the teachers of the law saw the great things he did. They heard the children calling in the house of God and saying, "Greatest one, Son of David." The leaders were very angry. They said to Jesus, "Do you hear what these children are saying?" Jesus said to them, "Yes, have you not read the writings? Even little children and babies will honor him." Jesus left them and went out of the city to the town of Bethany. He stayed there that night. In the morning, as he was coming back to the city, he was hungry. He saw a fig tree by the side of the road and went to it. There was nothing on it but leaves. He said to the tree, "No fruit will ever grow on you again." At once, the fig tree dried up. The followers saw it and were surprised and wondered. They said, "How did the fig tree dry up so fast?" Jesus said to them, "For sure, I tell you this. If you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only be able to do what was done to the fig tree, you will also be able to say to this mountain, 'Move from here and be thrown into the sea,' and it will be done. All things you ask for in prayer, you will receive if you have faith." Jesus came into the house of God. The religious leaders and the other leaders of the people came up to him as he was teaching. They said, "By what right and power are you doing these things? Who gave you the right and the power to do them?" Jesus said to them, "I will ask you one thing also. If you tell me, then I will tell you by what right and power I do these things. Was the baptism of John from heaven or from men?" They thought among themselves, "If we say, 'From heaven,' then he will say, 'Then why did you not believe him?' But if we say, 'From men,' we are afraid of the people, because they all think John was one who spoke for God." They said to Jesus, "We do not know." He said to them, "Then I will not tell you by what right and power I do these things." What do you think about this? There was a man who had two sons. He came to the first son and said, "My son, go to my grape field and work today." He said, "I will go." But he did not go. The father came to the second son and asked the same thing. The son said, "No, I will not go." Later he was sorry and went. Which of the two sons did what his father wanted? They said to Jesus, "The second son." Jesus said to them, "For sure, I tell you this. Tax gatherers and women who sell the use of their bodies will get into the holy nation of heaven before you. For John came to you preaching about being right with God. You did not believe him. But tax gatherers and women who sell the use of their bodies did believe him. When you saw this, you were not sorry for your sins and did not turn from them and believe him." Listen to another picture story. A man who owned land planted grapes in a field and put a fence around it. He made a place for making wine. He built a tower to look over the grape field. He let farmers rent it, and then he went into another country. The time came for gathering the grapes. He sent his servants to the farmers to get the grapes. The farmers took his servants and hit one. They killed another and threw stones at another. Again, he sent other servants. He sent more than the first time. The farmers did the same to those servants. After this, he sent his son to them. He said to himself, "They will respect my son." When the farmers saw the son, they said to themselves, "This is the one who will get everything when the owner dies. Let us kill him, and we will get it all." They took him and threw him out of the grape field and killed him. When the owner of the grape field comes, what will he do to those farmers? They said to him, "He will put those bad men to death. Then he will rent the grape field to other farmers who will give him the grapes when they are ready." Jesus said to them, "Have you not read in the holy writings, 'The stone that was put aside by the workmen has become the most important stone in the building? The Lord has done this. We think it is great.' I say to you, because of this, the holy nation of God will be taken from you. It will be given to a nation that will give fruit. Whoever falls on this stone will be broken, and on the one it falls, it will make him like dust." When the religious leaders and the proud religious lawkeepers heard this picture story, they knew he spoke of them. When they tried to put their hands on him, they were afraid of the many people. The people thought he was one who spoke for God. May God bless the reading of his word. Let's take a look at Jesus and the fig tree from verses 18 and 19 of chapter 21. Jesus was hungry, and he saw from a distance that the fig tree had leaves on it. Well, a fig tree with leaves should have fruit on it. That's the way they're supposed to work. So when Jesus saw the leaves, he expected fruit. But when he went over to the tree and there was none, he cursed it. The natural question here is, why are we given this picture? What are we to learn from this? If we profess to be followers of Jesus, there are certain expectations God has for us. When we ask Jesus to come into our lives, when we ask him to be our Savior, we are also asking him to be our Lord, our King, our Master. In John 14:15, he said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." In John 15:10, he said, "If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love." So yes, there is an expectation that when we ask him to save us, we will give him the authority to expect us to exhibit different behaviors than we did before. If we don't, then we have not really put our faith in him. We call ourselves Christians or followers, but we really are not. If we truly are followers, our lives will bear fruit. What kind of fruit? The Apostle Paul in Galatians 5 tells us some of the fruit. Listen, he says, "The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." My friend, if we call ourselves believers, but our lives do not begin to produce this fruit, we are like the fig tree that had leaves but no fruit. From a distance, it looks good, but get close enough to really see it, and its barrenness is obvious. It is good for nothing. When we accept Jesus, we must surrender ourselves completely so that the Holy Spirit can begin the process of making us in the image of Christ. When we do that, the fruit of the Spirit will begin to grow, and we will be amazed at how God will begin to use us for His glory. Your thoughts? If you'd like to leave a comment, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 431.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @_SteveWeb_ #LifespringMedia. Tomorrow we'll be back in the book of 2 Kings. Will you be here? I sure hope so. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.